Welcome to another episode on our Kingdom Women Making Millions show. I'm excited for you to meet and to receive powerful Kingdom Keys today from our guest, Dr. Lanika Scott. Widely known around the world as the best-selling author of Fasting for a Breakthrough, Supernatural Wealth Transfer, and Angelic Allies, Dr. Lanika is a bold and unapologetic spiritual and business leader and the proud mother of six daughters. She and her husband Greg went from being on food stamps facing bankruptcy and foreclosure to paying off their $2.6 million dream house in cash, no loans or mortgage needed, through diligently partnering with God to overcome the seeming odds and build kingdom wealth. Having now generated multiple millions within her businesses over the last decade, Lanika has coined the befitting title, the Millionaire Mom. As a prophetess, prayer warrior, and intercessor, she passionately incorporates her calling into all that she does. If you have dreams and promises from God you are carrying in your heart that you have still yet to see come to pass, you will not want to miss this episode. In our next hour here together, get ready to receive some essential kingdom keys that you will need to carry in order to unlock the supernatural wealth transfers that God has promised you. Dr. Lanika, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you with us. For the ladies who are meeting you for the first time, would you share a snapshot into the journey that you've been on to become the woman you are today?
Absolutely. Well, my life was a miracle. I was born premature and not even realizing that God's hand was always on my life into my childhood and even teenager. As I was a teenager, I met my husband when I was 18 years old. And so even when I look back at that, that was just such a unique happening that God ordained even back then. My husband and I, we've had a lot of children. We've been married for a while. We have been blessed with six girls. And it was through this journey with seeking the Lord and just hungering from him that he began to show me that I would one day be successful and have a home-based business. I didn't know how it was going to happen, how it was going to come about. But as we continue to have children, I left corporate America to stay at home with the children. But I've always wanted to bring money into the household and just to be able to help with the bottom line. And so was able to in it, the direct sales industry. And that is where God released the wealth in that particular path. And so I've learned so much. I have been able to teach and help so many people become better. But that's just a little bit about my journey. I'm quite sure we'll get into a little bit more. But I will say this, it was God who led me. He orchestrated my steps and he guided me. You know, the Bible says, just trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding and all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And throughout my childhood, teenage years, young adult years, and now I'm 50, right? I realized and recognized that it was all God directing my path, even as it pertained to entrepreneurship.
Come on. Now, you have a book called Supernatural Wealth Transfer. And I wanted to start off with one of the quotes there because I thought it was so powerful. And you shared how we are supernatural beings. And when we truly grasp the concept of how God created us, wealth is easy to obtain. Would you unpack that more for us?
Yes. So one season in my journey in life, it was a season where I will even say it was just my own season. You know how you all have your own journeys and you really don't realize how much God is teaching you so that you can teach others through it. And so I went through such a strong and intense season of fasting. And it was there where so many downloads began to happen. No one told me that I needed to be fasting, a pastor, a preacher, a minister of the gospel. It was something that happened as I was being led by God into this season. And one of the things that I learned through this season, even as it pertains and correlates with wealth, is that things are first released in the spirit realm and then they happen in the natural realm. And so what I learned is that in order to really tap into wealth, the wealth that God has for us, it has to first be obtained in the spirit realm, right? So your spirit really have to go up by way of worship, prayer. And then when you're in that fasting place, your flesh begins to come up under subjection and your spirit man now reigns supreme. And so as your spirit man is literally going up into heaven by way of prayer, right? And also ascension before God's throne room, as you're cleansing yourself, the things that he has for you to accomplish down here in the earth can even be released to you. And so what I learned is that much of what we see here with believers being able to tap into the very things that God has for us, and when we can tangibly see those things manifest in the natural, they are at first obtained in the spirit. And so we are supernatural beings. We also house the spirit of the living God on the inside of us. And it was God who put in us the ability to create. He speaks so much about that in different scriptures, even decree a thing and it shall be established. Call those things that be not as though they were, even as he called forth the sun and as he called forth the moon and the waters and the firmament, we also ask unto his likeness can do the same thing. And when we really understand how strong we are spiritually, we can go get our stuff legally through Jesus Christ, right?
Absolutely. Would you speak to the common blockages you've noticed, that especially the ones that are not very commonly known? You know, for those who are already praying, they're worshiping, and it's like something is blocked. What are the few things you've noticed that are common blockages?
One is doubt. One is doubt, fear. Fear keeps a lot of people. You know, I'm reminded of the scripture where Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was with the disciples, and the disciples asked him, like, there was, you know, a child who needed to be delivered. And he said, well, why can't we cast him out? And right. And then he said, a faithless generation. Right. And then the father was like, was asked the question. And so he said, well, do you believe? And really what he was essentially saying, well, I believe you, Jesus, I believe in you, but help my unbelief. So I know, and just by even hearing people that are believers and Christians not be able to tap into, well, one of the main things is they just don't believe that God has it for them. And wealth, it is your birthright. And also fear can cause it. And there, to me, some other things I do believe, maybe we will touch on that as well. But I personally believe those are main things that would keep a person from not being able to tap into it. In addition to being fearful of man, okay? We're to fear God and not man. And many times when we fear other people and we're so concerned about their opinions and what did they think and whether they really think that we heard from God or not, it hinders so much. And well, it is blocked when there is disbelief, when there is fear. And so those are a couple of things that I personally believe that does block and serve as major blockages.
So true. Would you go a bit deeper into, you know, how you mentioned legally through the blood of Jesus and this subject of legal rights? It's something I love about you. I'm so excited for this conversation. You know and understand the courts of heaven, the realities of the spiritual dimension. Would you speak a bit into the courts of heaven, especially for those who are new to this subject completely?
Yeah. So this was years ago. I was in a conversation with one of my family members, and they were talking about the courts of heaven. And I'll even go into a part of her testimony. And one of the things that she said was after she heard the men of God teach on the courts of heaven, which, by the way, when I heard about the courts of heaven, I had this great, it was like such a spiritual, my spiritual antennas went up. That's what it is. I was drawn to it. I felt prophetically that God was granting his children for that particular season. And even now, new revelation for us to win battles and be effective, right, in the Spirit of God. So she began to say, we went before the courts of heaven. And I'm like, what was that? You know, and so she explained it, she described it. And what happened was her and her husband, which this was my husband's brother and his wife, right? So this is my sister in love and my brother in love. They went before the courts of heaven and they got down on their knees in their bedroom. And they had to imagine themselves going into a place that is a literal place in heaven. And they saw this court. And God was seated at the table and he sits as the judge. Yeshua, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will stand there as the mediator. And then they literally saw an adversary also come in. And so the first thing that they were to do was to repent based upon the sin that the adversary brought against them. And then they was to ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse the sin that was brought against them. And the request, which this is why they were going to the courts of heaven, they had a request to God. And it did have some things to do with financial restoration. They saw an angel, they saw an angel literally take the adversary off. They saw a black, dark entity after Jesus came and stood in a way after they had repented and took this creature, the adversary, off. And then they saw the gavel go down and they heard that there was a verdict rendered favorable on their behalf. And they heard the word restoration. And so there they had to repent. And these are things that we all from time to time may have to repent from. Greed. I'm not saying that they had to repent from covetousness, but we from time to time we may have to repent from covetousness. So different sin where the enemy could be holding legally to keep you from really obtaining your stuff. So throughout the years, I've taught on the courts of heaven. I've been before the courts of heaven. I've heard things concerning me and my family in the courts of heaven, but it is a literal place where you can go to get a verdict that will be favorable on your behalf. And the gentleman's name that started to do much of this teaching was Mr. Robert Henderson. I started to study his books and read his books, and then we went there. So really, it is a place where you get off the battlefield. So it is a little different than warfare, where you're pulling out your sword in the spirit realm. You can take the word of God that is in connection with any of the scriptures that you're standing on, but you're getting off of the battlefield and you're literally going up. But I'm telling before you're literally going up by faith. And even if you are not a seer and you cannot see what's happening, you may feel what's happening around you, or you may have a perception where you are perceiving by the Spirit of the Lord what he is doing. But you have to make sure you are repenting, that your hands are clean as well as you're going up. And it is a process. So it is a process. And I'm going to tell you, the first time we went before the courts of heaven, I said, I don't think we did that right. Something just was off about this session. Like Greg and I had flew into Florida. We had arrived at this beautiful resort. And it was during a time where we said, we need to go before the courts of heaven about some things. And I think God was still moving, but I think he probably was laughing at us like, that you and my children, they're going to get it together, right? Because I'm going to use her to teach on it, okay? And so the second time we went, and I heard some things that was also held up against us. Matter of fact, before we move on to the next question, I heard murder on my mom's bloodline. So there were some things that was legally being held up as a result of the sin and the iniquities of the forefather.
Yes.
And so I asked her, I said, did we have anyone in the family? And she began to say, yes, there were people who murdered. So even in my bloodline, there was some blood crying out where the enemy was holding some things over my head legally. But because of God's grace and his love for us, he revealed that repentance needed to have come on my end so that some things could be cleared up for me in the courts of heaven. So if you're not familiar with that, I would encourage you, go to YouTube, get a book, read up about it, follow the directions and the instructions, and I know you're going to see some breakthrough. I've seen all kinds of things happen, keys being released. Even right now, as I'm talking about, I feel like gold that is falling. There's a cleansing substance that's also happening as I'm speaking. And I have seen things turn around very fast. And I've also seen the angels of justice and the angels of judgment to also come as a result of the courts of heaven and even going to the courts of heaven by faith. It is so interesting. Thank you so much for asking that. Because you can say, when we're talking about the courts of heaven.
I love you sharing on it because it's so powerful, because Robert Henderson has some stories and he said that God told him that it was the matter of life and death for some people, because you could pray for them and the anointing could be there, but because of things blocked up from the bloodline or their iniquities, the legal right was there and they could not be healed. It's so incredibly powerful to understand how to engage the courts. And then also that fact that if you do not show up, then the accuser always wins, right? Is there anything else that comes to mind that you would love to share about the courts?
I do. I want you all that's listening to here to understand that the forces of darkness and the kingdom of darkness does not attack things that can damage it. So when I first was really getting, you know, into the courts of heaven, one of our daughters, who is a seer, she's a prophet, and this child was always been anointed from since she was a little girl, and she was in her teens, and I felt like God was giving her access to go to the courts of heaven. And so I began to share it with her. What she didn't tell me, as I am sharing this information with her, then three demonic spirits came behind me, and they had these long weapons, knives or axes or something in the spirit, and they were about to try to come and attack. And she saw these angels appear to protect me. So I'm talking to her about the courts of heaven. It is her, my husband, and I. And I'm saying that God is giving you, because he revealed to me that he was giving her access to go. And she went that night. She went up. So the next morning she gets up. She said, "Mommy, I had a dream. I was there." She described the courts of heaven, and she described it just as other seers who had also been there, had been talking about it. But then as we began to talk about it, then she told me, "And you remember that night that you were sharing with me that God was giving me access to go?" She said, "These demons came up and they were trying to attack you, but I saw the angels come behind and got them." My point for saying that, when there is high level of understanding or revelation, or when there are mysteries from heaven, the enemy will try to attack. And so the enemy is not going to attack anything, right, that is a threat or a damage to his kingdom. So that also showed me, you know, throughout this whole journey, that was one of the things that showed me how powerful it is and how effective it also is to also learn of it and even go there for results.
Yeah.
Wasn't that powerful?
Yes, absolutely. I think I remember you shared this story as well about how your daughter saw that when she was coming to your door, I think while you were engaging the courts in prayer, and this angel was standing there and said, "Wait later."
So yeah, another story. I was in the prayer room at the time, And I knew that I needed to go before the courts of heaven. It was like a serious matter. And with that particular time, we got a 24-hour verdict, all right? Some things happened within 24 hours that came as a result of me going to the courts. But while I was in the courts of heaven, I could hear my daughter. Because now think about it. We're still in a natural, we're natural people, right? And so I could hear her. Mommy, I want a sandwich. Mommy, you know, she's a little girl, right? And she's older now, but this was years ago. She was just, this was about 6 years ago. And she was just, mommy this, mommy that. Mom. And I'm like, and so then all of a sudden she stopped. So when I finished, I came out. I'm like, girl, what is going on? And then her eyes were so big. She's also a seer. And she said, while I was knocking at the door, this angel came out and said, go away. Because, you know, it was serious. It was some serious interaction that was happening. And we don't know what else was happening, you know, in that room around it. You know, the holy portals that was open. Maybe the angels also that was warned to protect, right? What was happening, because there was also a level of understanding that they knew that what I was petitioning the Father who sits as judge in the courts for, because it was really some unjust things that was happening. And I was like, enough is enough. I need the angels of the Lord to fight for me. I need Abba, Father, to help in this. And he strengthened me. He said, you're going to go before the courts of heaven. And that's what happened. So that's also an indicator, like, how important it is, because this angel said, go away. That was funny.
So amazing and so powerful. Oh, come on. Lanika, would you speak to the ladies who are tuning into this broadcast who right now may be feeling a sense of weariness or discouragement? You know, they've been going after this journey. It seems like they're seeing no results, you know, or it's not what they've dreamed of.
Yes, I was going to find up the scripture. I believe it is in Galatians, and and this was a scripture that God, when I tell you, he gave to me on so many different occasions. But in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not be weary in well doing, for at a proper time we'll reap the harvest if we do not faint. So if we do not give up, if we do not cave in and quit. Mm-hmm. And what I can tell you is that there were so many times when I said, God, that I know that you have great things for my life, but I'm just not seeing them. I'm not seeing the promises come to pass. I'm not seeing the things that I've been sowing into the harvest. And he began to continue to encourage me. And he encouraged me to just trust him and stay obedient and stay in his face, right? And stay in a place of seek and also hunger, and the things will break through. I promise you, there have been times in my life where it didn't even seem as though I was even hearing from God. It's like, God, where are you? Where is your spirit, right? But he will always come through. So I just want you to be encouraged. Remind God of his word. Get those journals out, those times when he spoke to you in the midnight hour, the dreams, right? The things, the prophetic words, the prophetic promises that was given to you, and remind him it is okay to do that. I teach on petitions, which I've learned from my spiritual mentor. And what a petition is, it is a written prayer request to God. You date it. You start by saying, dear Father, dear Abba, dear God. You know, the first line is like, I worship you, I love you, some form of respect and reverence, right? And then you go into the written prayer. I also would encourage you, because this is where I believe a lot of believers do not do this, and especially women. We like to hold things. We like to act like things are always all together. when they're not, right? We're all broken vessels where God is just using us here down in this earth so that he can get the glory. But discouragement, it is a thing. Disappointment, oh, it is a thing. Frustration, it is a thing, no matter how anointed you are. And so what I would even encourage you to do is you're looking at your journal, so the specific promises that the Holy Spirit or our Father or Jesus has made to you, or the prophetic words that you've gotten from someone else, or maybe even the downloads that you've even gotten from the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. Write a petition and say, on this day, God, you said this, and I'm reminded. So keep, you know, I want to remind you. He says to do that, right? It is okay. There's a scripture that says, come, let us reason. There are times when I've even had to say, God, I've been faithful. I have served you. And I expect the harvest. I expect the breakthrough. But I do also believe that that comes by way of relationship. So the more you develop your relationship in him, the more freer you can talk to him, right? You can come to him as a friend. He is to be reverenced, respected, hallelujah, glorified, right? But there are some times when you can come to him as a friend, right? And so get it out. get it out. But then find a scripture, and that was one of the scriptures again that he gave me during the most terrible times. What I would say terrible, but I'm going to tell you something. When I look back at some of those dark seasons, the wilderness seasons, the processing seasons before the breakthrough came, I wouldn't change nothing. I promise you, I wouldn't change those things, because it has made me and it has molded me and has shaped me into the person that I've become today. I still sometimes pinch myself. The day I was outside walking the dog and I looked back at our home, which we may talk about it a little bit. We paid off our home cash, debt-free. And I'm like, God, this is my life. Like, you allowed me, you know, a Black girl, right, from a neighborhood that didn't really have much, right? Harvest conditions, not having much, where they would pick on me, you know, sometimes about the clothes. But I'm looking back at this masterpiece that was built and created brick by brick, every single thing that we wanted, we picked out, and God did it. And so the seasons of struggles, it was worth it. It was worth it. And so you may not understand how God is carving out that beautiful testimony, but just know this and believe this, my sisters, that can't nobody do it like him. And he loves, loves, loves so much a comeback story. He loves to restore. God loves restitution, and can nobody do it like him. So I pray that you all will also be encouraged and that you will continue to go, continue to believe, continue to fight, continue to pray. And even as Ephesians 6 says, having done all to do, what? Stand. You're going to stand.
Men, would you speak to each lady about why their yes matters?
Oh my God. Well, because it comes from God. I believe, you know, when we have things in our heart, it's like it is so rooted and grounded in that thing. And it is a vision that God has placed in you. And so it does matter. And one thing that I can say, and this is something that I'm hearing a lot of people deal with, though I want to personally also say, I didn't really deal with this as much as what I hear other people say. I don't know why. I really don't. But when that yes was in me, like, it was there. Didn't nobody have to convince me that it was there, right? There wasn't no, I need 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 confirmations of it being there. That could have something to do with just that quiet time with the Lord, where you're in that secret place, and now he is drilling that thing deep down on the side, which is also connected to your vision. Habakkuk 2 talks about the vision, write the vision, make it plain, right? He who runneth may read of it. Though it tarry, wait for it, right? For it is going to come to pass. And so knowing your yes, it is everything, because I do believe that God has placed it there. And when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is God who gave that thing to you, right? He says, delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So just so that you can understand a little bit about who I am, one of my major yeses and my husband's yes was to leave an inheritance and not a bill. That didn't come from me. That vision is too big for me, but I got it. And I didn't look to the left or to the right. I didn't ask anybody for permission, right? You understand? I did not ask for confirmations from anybody. You think God gave me that? No, I knew. So when you know that you know that you know that God has placed on the inside of you, that thing, whatever that yes may be, right? I mean, whatever that why may be, when you know that he is placed on the inside of you, that is a vision that he is giving you the grace to also run with that thing. And that, and when you know that it is God, when that why is so huge, right? You need his help. It requires his help, because it is a faith walk. And this is something, because you asked about even blockages, but I also believe that things are blocked when we don't even believe fully in the why, what it is that we're carrying in ourselves, right? So it blocks out things, and it's also cancel out when there's just doubt there. But when you know that you know that you know that God has placed this thing deep down inside of you for you to fulfill, for you to walk out, for you to learn, for you to do, right? Then things begin to move. They do. So so when we were on government assistance, I still believe that that why is what was getting me up every single day, which is all around our children. But when we were on, when we went through foreclosure, when we were losing stuff, why was still the same. Like, it was just as strong as it was when the elevation came too. So I want to close with this right here, is no matter what, it's going to always be the same. And there's going to be that feeling, you know, that you have on the why, because it didn't come from you anyway. It came from God.
So true. It's powerful insight. I love that. Now, you mentioned your story about how Greg and you went from foreclosure and then to paying off your $2.6 million house in cash. What is the industry God has used as a vehicle to make this possible for your family?
Yes. So we're in direct sales. So it is a real viable industry, an industry that does billions every single year. And I was recently looking at some stats. This was about a week ago, and it was still on an increase, where a lot of other industries, different businesses and companies, they were either stabilizing or they were on a decline. But this industry was continuing to go up. Why? Because there are people that are working jobs, that are careers, in their careers and professionals, where they can use few extra dollars every single month building a business from home. And so it is a direct sales industry, which is also called network marketing or multi-level marketing, that we've been able to generate wealth in all the way back to like 2007.
Come on. Would you address, for some of the women who are hearing this and they're thinking they've had negative experiences in the past, how do they get a fresh start from these negative experiences if they were to try again?
I do believe that it has so much to do with environment and people, right? So, well, who hurt you? A person, okay? It could be a leader, right? Well, toxic situations, that doesn't mean that everywhere is toxic. So I would just say a fresh start, maybe with new people that has a culture that aligns with things that aligns with that. You.
That's so true, because it all comes down to the culture. Places, they have a dysfunctional culture, but if you find one with a healthy kingdom culture, it makes the whole experience and journey and way you do things different. So I love that.
Yes, it does. It does. And, you know, I was even reflecting about where we're at. You know, Greg and I, we had to pivot recently in the industry. We're still doing very well. But this weekend, we were asked to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, like at our event. And, you know, all I could do was think, God, you sent us here. You put us here. All of these people, entrepreneurs, they're making money. They're building their business, but they love Jesus. They love God. And I was like, these are my people. Some of them were truly awesome. That I didn't even know. Some of them I did know. But when I was like, this is the environment, God, that we had been dreaming about and praying even for, right? Yearning for. So there are true, authentic environments that have great culture for believers to strive in, and also be in a place where they don't feel like they have to compromise or not talk about God or Jesus to be able to build a business.
Come on. And this is the company that you are with right now. It's so incredible. That's their heart and that's their culture. Would you share about their incredible, I call them heaven sent solutions, because they're truly amazing.
I will. I love these products. The first one right here, we talk about this all the time. You know, wealth is generated when you provide a solution to a problem. So this is one of our solutions. It is called the Original Tahitian Noni Juice. This juice has been used for thousands of years, and it gained its popularity about 15, 16, 17 years ago, created a lot of millionaires and even people generating six figures because they called it a miracle juice. People lately have been calling it the Jesus juice because it helps with so many different things. Ailments, conditions. It helps to boost the immune system. Most of our immune system, it is in the gut. So it helps with the gut and it gets into those cells and it begins to feed the cells. It is also a detox where it detoxes the poisons out of the body. But here's what I love about this juice. All natural, no GMO. It is a super fruit. And one of the most things that I love about it is that it is natural. I mean, it is safe for children. Children drink it. They love it. And also pregnant women as well, because again, it is a fruit. It has blueberries in it as well as grapes, but it has the noni fruit in it, which is in the Polynesian Islands in Tahiti. This right here is the drops. So what this box has in it, two drops. One is the Slenderex and the other is the Accelerate. And these drops, they balance the hormones. And when the hormones begin to balance, it helps with weight loss. And studies have shown with these products mixed together that they help to increase your muscle. And so muscle burns fat. The drops, they help so many, especially women. Now, the drops are for men and women, but for women that are dealing with menopausal, they're having a lot of hot flashes and going through things in their body because they literally balance the body and they balance the system to allow that weight to come off. We've got so many different testimonies of people losing weight. And one in particular that I share is my friend. She started her journey January of this year. And she dropped 47 pounds in 30 days. Now, on average, women who are looking to lose weight with our plan, they lose a half a pound a day, men almost a pound a day for those that are on it. But these products are incredible. They taste really good. And it's like that 1-2 power punch of delivering the body what it needs, minerals and also vitamins, but helping to balance the body. And as a result, so many other benefits come about. Mood, better clarity, brain fog lifted, smoother skin. It also helps with nails and hair as well. Helps women go to the bathroom, have regular bathroom moments. And just that overall feeling of just feeling better and also sleeping better.
That is incredible. You know, my family's personal experience, we started taking these products earlier this year, thanks to you. And my husband he loved to work out, but he hadn't been able to work out for the last couple of years because every time he would exert his physical strength, he would start to feel lightheaded and just unwell. Within 2 weeks of taking the drops, he started to test. Firstly, he did push-ups. He's like, am I still feeling great? Yes. And then he started to walk for hours a day, and he was still feeling great. No more lightheadedness. Wow, we are so grateful. And for myself, I've been taking the Noni daily for about a week before my children got sick, and usually goes around the family. But this time it felt like, you know, I could feel like something was trying to get on, but it could not persist. It did not develop at all. And we still haven't been sick since then. So I truly believe that the Noni has strengthened our immunity, and that is powerful.
Yes, it helps with that immune system. And studies have shown too that it also helps with the spike protein in that's found in COVID. So this Noni juice, yes, this is in PubMed.gov. The Noni juice is in some cancer hospitals in the United States of America. And it is also found in the physician's desk reference as well, where there have been research and studies that show its effect with diabetes, insulin resistance, and so many things. So if you can think about some type of illness, then chances are that Noni juice can assist with it.
So incredible. Now, for those who are actually hearing, they're like, oh, this is sounds, you know, it sounds incredible products, but I'm actually at my ideal weight. Would you just speak to them about how they too can benefit? And it's not just weight loss. Like, the weight loss is for those who need the weight loss. It's the byproduct. But what if you don't need to lose weight?
Oh my God. Even if you are on listening and you don't need to lose weight, then we still need preventative. You know, I was listening to my holistic doctor recently talk about even cancer. She said that soon it would be 3 in 5. Now, of course, that's the United States. I'm not really sure worldwide, but those numbers are very alarming. And so we need things that will help these cells heal. We need natural products that will help. And even with the drops, because that was another question that we asked too, with the drops, what happens when people are at their ideal weight, but you can still take the drops to help with body balancing and also balancing out the body. The drops also assist with thyroid health as well. And it helps with PCOS, which that is the PCOS, which that is also a condition that a lot of women get. And it's a condition that a lot of women have. They're suffering in silent. They don't really talk about it, which I was very unaware of that. And even found out that my sister had that. And so she even started to take the drops. But I know the question was about for those that are good, their body is where they want it, then definitely I still highly recommend consuming this Tahitian Noni juice. And the drops are still good for even making sure like that mood is good and it calms you. I can say it calms you. You know, we're in such a stressful society right now. No matter how much we love the Lord, we have anxieties and different things that happen, and we can use, if there's a product that can help calm me, then I want it.
Amen. I love it. That's something I love it. About you. It's the spiritual and the natural together, right? And knowing how that all plays together and is so important.
Absolutely. These natural bodies, you know, these natural bodies have to house the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Lanika, for some of the ladies who are listening going, wow, these products sound really amazing. Like they could help me or someone I'm thinking of. What could some of their next steps look like?
It just depends. So if you would want to order the product, definitely get back with Sophia. She will help you get the products and start your journey just to better health. Now, if you also, like us, want to become a distributor, I want to say that you're going to, first of all, find a team that is on fire for God, love the Lord, also provide a lot of personal development, training, and just training just to help you be a better person. I'm not really sure if you have some financial goals or if you're looking for opportunity, but if you're looking for opportunity, we have the blueprint that is already written out for those that follow it, you know, where you can see increase over the first 30 or even 60 days. The main thing is we want you feeling good.
Yes. You know, we personally started the business. We were only going to get the drops at first. But when I realized that with the 30% discount you get as a brand partner, it was actually cheaper for us to just start the business right from the get-go while getting the drops. And I also love the idea of being part of a team led by incredible Kingdom Millionaires. That's you and Greg. You do such a great job. And well, the products are working and now we get to share with others. So much fun. What is one last thing you'd like to share with each lady before we end?
I would just say this, having come up from very humble beginnings, first generation of Kingdom Millionaires, just called by God to take territory in the earth for his glory. And we touched on it a little bit while we were on today, but it had to do again with your why. And so I want you to visit your why, no matter your age, how old you are, how young you are. I want you to look at it and lay that why before the Lord. Ask him to breathe on it, to breathe new life even on it, and to give you that charge, right, and that vigor to keep going. In today's time, we all need to be reminded of why it is that we're doing what it is that he has called us to do. So those are my words for you, that you would take that why and that you would hand it back to God and say, breathe on this. And that you would thank him for him releasing the breath of God, his breath over you. Even when I was just speaking, I just could feel like a wind just coming here. And that's the Father right there. So we thank him for that. And I just believe that you, as you do it, that you would receive what it is that the Father has for you.
And would you pray over every lady as we end?
Absolutely. Thank you, Father. So we thank you so much. We thank you, Father, for this time together. I pray for strength for your daughters of Zion. May you, yes, I see a vision of you just like just pushing them forward, them not being afraid. And I just feel like I'm hearing him say, just fear not. So I thank you so much for the ability, yes, the know-how, the perseverance, the counsel, and also the wisdom to go. I feel keys being released even right now. And so thank you, Father, even for those keys that are even being released from heaven. We may not know what it is that you are releasing from heaven for us, but we receive by faith. And God, that you're going to give us the words to even go with it. You're going to allow us to even connect the dots. In Jesus' name, I pray over your daughters. And I also pray, God, for the women of God today, that you continue to bless her and every place that her feet shall tread, God, you will give and grant unto her, God, new territory in this hour. And I hear the word expansion. And I thank you, God, for expanding her and her husband's and her family's life. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I literally just even see a vision of you, Sophia, just like speaking on stage. And there's a lot of people. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for your generosity in sowing your time, your kingdom wisdom, revelation, and the keys into each woman here. I pray as well, blessings over you, blessings over everything you set your hands to, you and your husband and your amazing family. And Father, we just thank you. I feel the same for you, expansion of your territory to the next level in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, gorgeous, real quick before you go, if this podcast has blessed and inspired you in some way, The number one way you can thank us is to leave a written review for our show over on Apple Podcasts. It fills my heart with joy every time I hear from you and every time I see that what we do here has impacted your life in some way. So if you do that for me, I would be super grateful. The second thing you could do is take a screenshot of this episode or your review and go share it on your Instagram stories, tagging me at @TheSophiaLatter. Let's bring on earth as it is in heaven together as Kingdom Women Making Millions. Much love, and I'll meet you back here real soon.